It's been a week since the murder of 9 African Americans in Charleston. It was a murder that ignited a debate in this country over race and violence in history. But across politics and the news media, you've been hearing over and over again how the violence in Charleston is, in a word, unthinkable.
Let's not punish 118 million legal gun owners in America,
right?
Because some deranged, crazy, racist, hate-filled person goes out and does something unthinkable.
And the idea that anyone, that any human being, would walk into a church and sit there for an hour and pray with people that he intended to murder is depraved. It's unthinkable.
I'm pissed that after an unthinkable tragedy like the one in South Carolina yesterday, we sit back and wait for the appropriate moment to say what we're all thinking, that this is not the America we want to be living in.
GOP presidential candidates Mike Huckabee, probable candidate Chris Christie, and Democratic presidential hopeful Martin O'Malley, as quoted by Rush Limbaugh, they all find the events of Charleston to be unthinkable. Now, for everything else that they may be, politicians are professional communicators. They choose their words. They calibrate them to tap into emotions. They tune them to make just the right implication. They select them to preserve wiggle room for switching positions later. You know the score. The words of those three politicians you just heard aren't unique. Candidates and office holders from all over the map have characterized the violence in Charleston in the same way. Beyond belief, implausible, again, unthinkable. And the news media has bought in.
Breaking news this morning, get you up to speed on this unthinkable act of violence in a South Carolina church.
9 people killed in an unthinkable crime in Charleston, South Carolina.
He's accused of doing the absolutely unthinkable, spending an hour with a group at Bible study and then murdering 9 of them.
That was NBC and Fox News and CNN. So what are they really saying? Are they just saying it's horrific that we can't imagine violence so vicious? Sure, something we can't bear to think about, right? But unthinkable does a lot more. It places events outside of our control. Unthinkable means unreachable, ungraspable, not to be understood in this life. And for the politician, it also means don't expect me to really do anything about it. After all, who can be expected to control the unthinkable? After Aurora and Tucson and Newtown and Virginia Tech and Fort Hood and the Washington Navy Yard, is Charleston really unthinkable?
I've had to make statements like this too many times. Communities like this have had to endure tragedies like this too many times.
That was President Obama's rhetoric the morning after the Charleston shooting. Turns out that was the 14th statement he's made on a mass casualty shooting during his presidency. So, not unthinkable at all. How about completely, repeatedly thinkable? And if you're not shocked that politicians would resort to the language of non-responsibility, you should be shocked that the news media provides safe harbor by repeating it. Because the next tragedy is now officially thinkable, like potholes in the springtime or crime on your street or anything else you hold elected officials accountable for. Bet on it, plan on it, demand responsibility. The only thing that's unthinkable is that this week, the week the dead are buried in Charleston, that we believe that folding up a distasteful flag is all that needs to be done. Politicians and too many in my profession are aware the only thing you need to know to find an offensive flag is which way the wind is blowing. And many of you have been making your voices heard.
Yeah, this is Jacob Wolf from Florissant, Missouri. America was born from violence. The revolution, stealing land from the natives, the Wild Wild West, both world wars, prohibition, gangster rap, Vietnam, and a never-ending war in the Middle East. It's time to break the cycle.
This is Debbie from Florida. I will not accept that mass shootings are part of our culture. To do so feels like condoning such actions. I don't think mass murder is inevitable. We must rethink what we are telling ourselves and our society.
This is Justina Ketter. I'm calling from East Meadow, New York. This is absolutely not a necessary part of American life. We can change this. We'd need to completely overhaul the mental health system, and we need stricter gun control laws nationwide. However, if we couldn't manage to fix this problem after Sandy Hook, I have little hope it will be done anytime soon. Perhaps if the next incident happens at the Capitol?
Be part of this conversation. Call us at 8778-MYTAKE. You can always leave a comment on our website at thetakeaway.org.